Today on the Adam Grow Quiz Show, the poster child for excessive lawsuits. I'm Adam Grow, host of Cash Cab Canada, and I'm a stand-up comedian you've seen on Just for Laughs and at comedy clubs and theaters everywhere. You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and adamgrow.com. This is my daily trivia podcast of the Adam Grow Quiz Show. Stay tuned for details on how you can win cash out of my pocket live on stage. It's pretty much unanimously referred to as the most frivolous lawsuit example of all time, and it's still top of mind today, even if the incident took place in 1992, perhaps because it was one of the first high-profile consumer-driven lawsuits. It was Liebeck versus McDonald's. Stella Liebeck is the name of the woman involved, and for many years, there was actually a Stella Awards, and associated website dedicated to profiling other ridiculous lawsuits. Now, in her case, apparently the jury awarded $2.86 million, but the judge reduced it to $640,000. And then rather than go to appeal, the party settled on an unknown amount. It's been a secret ever since. It was ABC News that called it the poster child for excessive lawsuits. ABC News was subsequently sued in a class action lawsuit for trademark infringement by thousands of poster children around the world who were subsequently profiled on the Stella Awards recognizing outrageous lawsuits. Not factual, that last part. In 1992, a woman received a secret settlement worth about $640,000 in an infamous lawsuit after being injured by what McDonald's product? We don't know exactly how much she received for sure. Back in 1992, though, she received a secret settlement in an infamous lawsuit after being injured by what McDonald's product? Was it A, a scalding hot McCoffee in her lap? B, a McFlurry brain freeze? C, a hernia trying to suck up a triple thick shake? Or D, a depressing McHappy meal? The legacy of this lawsuit is that on most takeout coffee cups now, you can read, caution, hot, which is kind of like McDonald's way of responding to this lawsuit by saying, duh. Play the Adam Grow Quiz Show online anytime at adamgrow.com, where you can also check for dates for the live version of my show, which features stand-up comedy, and your chance, seriously, to win cash out of my pocket. Live on stage as a contestant. I'm at the Randolph Theatre in Toronto on June 8th, and that's for the quiz show. And I'm also doing some straight-ahead stand-up comedy at Absolute Comedy Club in Toronto starting April 11th through that weekend. Thanks for playing the Adam Grow Quiz Show.